tension, anxiety, pills, attitude, personal control, personal peace. This is Dr. Herbert L. Bartley, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with Instant Illumination. Tension, anxiety, pills, and attitude. My, my, my. Yes, we are all subject to this. We all allow ourselves to become emotionally uptight over sometimes the silliest little things, over people not responding to us as quickly as we'd like them to respond, over people not living in our world and acting the way we think they should live. It's so easy for us to judge others by our own lack of judgment. So many times when we holler or get upset or get uptight or get angry with other people, we're really angry at ourselves. We're really angry at our own lack of inner peace and inner awareness. For if we are peace, nothing on the outer disturbs us. Oh, we take care of things, we do things, but it doesn't disturb us. Now, there's a big difference between taking care of things and doing a job and having things disturb you. Now, you may be the head of the household, either the man or the woman. And as the head of the household, you have to tell your family what it is that has to be done, you think. You have to tell the family what sort of work that has to be done, what sort of things. The snow has to be shoveled, the sidewalk has to be swept, the house has to be dusted and swept and vacuumed, the dishes have to be done, the food put away, the clothing put away and ironed and washed and so forth. I mean, those are household chores, nice ones. In your business, you're working with people, and these people have their jobs to do and you have yours. And sometimes they don't do their job fast enough so that you can continue doing yours and you get upset with them. Oh, yes. We all know the possibilities. And as one lady from Florida yesterday called, and she says, "There's a tornado, there's a tornado, there's a tornado." And I said, "What do you want?" "Well, I want peace." And I said, "Well, then talk about peace. Don't tell us the problem. Tell us what you want." Okay. So the lady is experiencing heavy winds and radio and news broadcasts on television and all sorts of things from the neighbors and friends of what's going on there. Well, it's very interesting. It's very interesting. Now, let's just take that as an illustration. This lady is living in Florida, where hurricanes and tornadoes are known to be, and she chooses to live there. So therefore, she chooses to have hurricanes and tornadoes for one of her challenges to work with in her life. She chose that. Now, we're not telling her to move away. We're not telling her to straighten up and fly right as far as getting out of town and not being around places that have problems, because everywhere you go, there will be problems. Everywhere you go, there will be tensions and anxieties, and there will be things that will shake your boat, and shake it pretty strongly too sometimes. And so, as we told this lady, and as we have told other people from areas where the weather is rather difficult, we told them, "What do you want?" "Well, I want the weather to be peaceful and calm. I want everything to be in divine order." "Oh my, that's a lovely thing to do. If you concentrate on the appearances, if you concentrate on what the weather report has to say to you, then that's where your attention is. Now, if you can just say, 'There now is peace on earth, and it began with me. There is now peace in the weather around my state of Florida or other states, wherever you may be, or other countries even.' All you need to do is just say, 'There now is peace on earth, and it began with me. There is now peace with these experiences here in Florida of the tornadoes and the hurricanes and all these other lovely things that the weather loves to play with. And you say, like the biblical statement, if you're stayed on the Lord, nothing can come nigh unto thee. If you remain true to peace, only peace is known in your world. But around me, hey, you're not concerned about around you. You're concerned about in your world. You're concerned about your home. You're concerned about your community. You're concerned about your state, your world, whatever it may be. And in that world, you see peace and you see harmony. Now, as always, challenges are given to us to see just where we stand on the road of our conviction. Where do you stand on the road of your conviction? Where do I stand? And if we stand on the road to conviction, of our conviction, that these things disturb us, then they'll not only disturb us, they will be a real experience for us. You can listen to war news of other countries in the world, and they can be at war, and you can say, oh my gosh, isn't that terrible? And you can be disturbed by something that's nowhere near your home. Oh yes, it can affect you in many ways, but it's nowhere near you, and you just let yourself be disturbed. You let yourself be disturbed by the lack or limitation or poverty or sickness or whatever of other people in the world. Start it at home. If we train ourselves to be so balanced, to be so harmonious in our own life, nothing in the outer will disturb us. It's so often that I'm sitting at the table and we're eating and the phone will ring. And it will be somebody talking about putting a new roof on our house, or somebody calling to ask for treatment, or somebody calling saying they're coming to visit, or a wide variety of things. And none of those things are of any interest to me, because whoever is talking on the phone to the people knows what they're talking about. And if they have a question, they'll turn to me and they'll say, how do you think we should do this? Or is that what you think it should be too? And I will respond at that moment to that given comment. But while all this conversation is going on, my attention is turned to my inward peace. And I live in that inward peace, untouched by the discussions going on about me, untouched by the conversations on the telephone, the people who are having difficulties or who are looking for answers, untouched by that. Now, it's not that I'm not interested, but until my attention is called into focus, I do not put it there. And even then, I don't always put it there. Until my attention is called into focus, I do not put it there. And the reason I do not put it there is that it is none of my business. It is truly none of my business. It's my business only when I am called into focus about it. Now, can we each do this and still remain what we call a civilized person? Oh my, yes. What does civilized person mean? It means a person who has built up certain attitudes which makes them live their lives harmoniously and acceptable to society. You see, that's what we teach our children. We don't teach our children to live happy lives and good lives and revealed lives and fulfilling lives. We teach them to live lives that are acceptable in the world in which they find themselves. To live lives that are harmonious in the world in which they find themselves. And as they live lives harmonious in the world in which they find themselves, then they will be able to get along with the least amount of tension and anxiety that life has to throw their way. Because they are not concerned about what doesn't concern them, and they keep their nose at home in things that do concern them. Yes, we want to learn to control our emotions. And I think that word is a misnomer there. We do not want to learn to control our emotions. We want to learn to have our emotions be in the things that are important for them. We want to have our emotions be in the area that is important for them to be in. Now, we can take all sorts of relaxation pills. Oh, the names of the pills are all over the market, and many are over the counter, and some have to be prescription. And all these pills do is to reduce the anxiety and the tension within you by taking away the feeling that you have to be responsible for things. It doesn't bother me. I'm untouched by it. And you see, what the pill does for us, it sort of reduces our tension level, our anxiety level. It has a chemical and a biological activity that goes on within us that does these things, and mentally we do these things too. Mentally, we take a relaxation pill when we mind our own business. Mentally, we take a relaxation pill when we look into our own heart and we say, oh, I like me, I like me, I like me, I'm a wonderful person. And as we do this, the more we say, I like me and I'm a wonderful person, the more we will act like a person that we like and that is wonderful. The more that we will sing our own praises and live our own joy and peace and harmony, the more we will be untouched. It always irritates me when people call on the phone and they ring and the phone is picked up and they don't say hello, they don't say anything. And I say, where are you? Where are you? Speak, speak, speak. Well, if I were at peace within myself, I could hold the phone for a moment or two, because usually it's only a couple of seconds, but it seems like a long time. And I could hold the phone for a moment or two, and then when they are getting around to it, they'll say, hello, hello. And I'll say, oh, Christy, it's you. You always have such a long pause before you speak. I should have known. I should have just said, hi, Christy, how you doing? And if it wasn't Christy, someone else would say, I'm not Christy. I'm so-and-so. I'm sorry. What would you like? Always with a sparkle in my voice, a sparkle in my eyes, a sparkle in my heart. Always looking for something good. Oh, you have a sweepstake ticket for me to win. Oh, how wonderful. You have something good to tell me. Oh, how wonderful. You have to tell me that your life is wonderful, that you're whole and perfect, and that everything is going well in your world. Oh, I'm so happy to hear that. Yes, how about that? Could you do that? Could we do that? Yes, we can. Are we willing to do that? Is that important for us? Yes, it is. And when do we begin? We begin right now. Right this moment, right where we are. Because that's all that's important. That's all that's important to us or anybody else. Tension, anxiety, pills, all it can be balanced out with attitude. And we have nothing personal to control. And we want to control our anxiety, control our attitude, control our world, then we're going to be concentrating on what it is we want to control. But if we just say, I am peace, I am love, I am contentment, get our nose out of all the world's responsibilities, and lo and behold, we'll find that we are that peace, love, contentment. We are all that good. We are happy. We are fulfilled. Life is great. And we really don't need any more anxiety pills, but we take them. And when we are really balanced, when we really no longer need them, in fact, then they will no longer be there for us to take. Let this tension and anxiety world go. Let those tornadoes go. Let the unhappiness go that we have with ourselves over other people. And start having happiness with ourselves. And as we have happiness with ourselves, we'll find that we have happiness with other people too. Have a lovely day, and know that in your instant illumination, you live in an attitude of peace, just like I do. Have a lovely day, and know that I love you. I love you. I love you.